It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Here's the message that came in from Sasha. Just a couple days ago, she says, "Hey, JKJ, I need some advice because I feel like I'm stuck between being the overprotective mom and the mom who just gives in." Here's what's going on with Sasha. She says, "My 10-year-old daughter was invited to a birthday party at the makeup store, I'll call it."
Okay.
You're probably familiar.
Yeah, one of those specialty makeup
stores. She's at a makeup store for a birthday party with 15 other girls. At this party, each girl gets a $30 gift card to buy beauty products, and they get a gift basket full of makeup. They are treated to beauty makeovers and makeup and skincare advice. She says, "I just can't wrap my head around this. Why are we introducing makeup and expensive skincare to 10-year-olds? These girls are still practically playing with dolls, but now we're handing them anti-aging creams and lip gloss like it's a necessity." I mean, she makes a pretty good point
really
right there.
Does.
She says, "I feel like we're pushing them into the world of beauty way too soon. I can't help but worry this will lead to body image issues before they even hit middle school. Here's my issue. I don't want my daughter to be the only one left out. She loves her friends. I know she just wants to be included. I don't want to be the mom who hovers too much and isolates her from the group, but I also don't want to send her the message that she needs this stuff at her young age." She says, "I've considered talking to the mom about this, like what the heck is she thinking, but I haven't yet, in fear of me becoming the mom that everyone gossips about. JKJ, what am I to do? Am I the only parent out there who feels that this is super controversial? Should I let her go and just deal with it, or stand my ground and risk her feeling left out?" I like this line here. "I genuinely don't know what the right move is. I miss the days of Chuck E. Cheese parties." Thanks for taking the time. The show rocks. I love your new live stream. There you go. That's from Sasha.
Thank you, Sasha.
If you want to sound off about that, this little girl being invited to a birthday party at a well-known makeup store.
Yeah.
Where they give these 10-year-olds little mini makeovers. They give them gift cards and they give them a basket full of makeup. What are your guys' thoughts on this?
Honestly, I'm just like perplexed by the fact that young girls are excited to wash their face. Like, I hate it. I hate doing all the makeup stuff, the girl stuff. I've always hated it. I know a lot of women my age who are not, like, it's not a fun thing to take your makeup off at night. But for whatever reason, this newer generation, they've got them convinced that this is the trendy thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Like, it shocks me that young girls are so excited to go into these makeup stores. But you're right, there's parties at these makeup department stores. The fact that there's a whole skincare line for younger girls. There's a lot of makeup products that are now geared towards younger kids. And you're right, I don't know if it's healthy, because I just remember when I was like 9, 10, 11, that kind of age, and it goes so fast for the parents and for the kid. I mean, you turn into a young adult in no time. 13 comes quick. So
yeah.
I'm just on the camp of, let's celebrate them being kids. Let them play with their dolls. Let them, you know, be able to experience that
their
kid
youth?
Life before we
but
throw makeup
I mean,
at them.
On the other hand,
I mean, the makeup's always been fun for kids,
it's
right?
It's a like, fun thing.
It
they
is.
Get to feel like they're a grown up for an afternoon.
But it's a chore.
But they don't understand that it's a chore yet. To them, they're like, I'm just going to go and get pretty and hang with my friends, and we get to pretend like we're older. And they're seeing, you know, they're bombarded with, I think you may have touched on this, like in the media and Instagram, and everyone looking beautiful and perfect all the time, and these products being shoved in their faces that maybe they feel like, oh, it's just time to start doing this. Whether that's right or wrong, that's a whole nother issue, but they're surrounded by it.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, it's normal. And really, they're probably seeing mom every morning or getting ready to go out on a date night, putting all this stuff on.
Again,
to them, they're like, hey, we're just getting older and this is naturally what we do.
And it's a huge market on their social media as well. The makeup influencers, oh my gosh, they're everywhere. And they have their tutorials are in depth. I mean, they get them hooked.
Truth.
You know, Zoe was so into those makeup tutorials when she was a kid. And, you know, it made her love makeup even more as an adult. So I think you're right. There is a trend here that we haven't seen before.
Isn't it weird, though, to have a birthday party at one of these makeup places?
I didn't have to do that.
It's so... I have a young girl who is, what is she now, 9? Yeah. So she's teetering. I don't know how I would feel about this if she was invited to a makeup makeover party at this age. I would feel a little uncomfortable by this. Hey, Tom, good morning. Welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi, Tom.
I'm not wearing a stitch of makeup today.
Nor am I.
What do you think about this little girl getting invited to a birthday party, though, where they're doing makeovers?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think it's, you know, clearly there's a lot of pressure, and it comes from social media and other things, and I think that's bad. But, you know, I don't think you can blame the parent. You know, they're just looking for things to do, and, you know, it's okay. But, you know, I do think we all got to just watch what we're asking our kids to do and what we're exposing them to. I just think it's too much. But, you know, you can't blame a parent. She's just trying to find something that her kids want to do, you know.
Yeah,
I got 3 girls. And by the way, they're all using makeup way earlier than I wanted. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like, what do you do as a parent? You're like, it's like you can't control all this information and imagery they get.
Yeah.
Right. You kind of have to let them dabble in it eventually.
Well, you've got to pick your battles, right, Tom? Like, you don't want to.
Pick your battles.
Yeah.
Tom, at what age did they start wearing makeup then?
You know, probably I got one of them next to me. When did you start? Like 11, 11, 12, 11, 11, 12.
Yeah. What age did you want them to wait until?
Gosh,
18, he's like, 21.
21,
yeah. Like, I feel like
You know, I think freshman high school, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Or, like, 13, late middle school, you're starting
7th, 8th grade, I think. That's pretty.
Yeah. But at 10, I can see her lying too about, you know, is this going to lead to body image issues when they hit middle school? Like,
sure.
They've got to feel like they've got to have full done-up makeup now.
Yeah.
And if they don't, they're ugly, you know, which is horrible. So,
Tom? Yeah, well, and, like, what really struck me is, like, I go into their bathroom and, like, their towels are bleached because of the stuff they put on them, and it just scares you. Like, what is this? You know, what are they putting on their young little faces?
That's a great point. It's a lot of toxic
stuff.
And
it ruins all your towels, too.
Oh, Tom's towels are a mess.
My towels, man.
Tom, God bless you for having so many daughters and still sounding fairly sane, buddy.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for calling, buddy. Bye. Have a good day. Hey, Tammy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so what do you think about this 10-year-old birthday party at the makeup store?
You know, I'm really mixed. I have a bunch of daughters. I have 3 girls and a bonus daughter. And I've just noticed through the years, like, everything has grown just so fast now. Like, they just try to grow up so fast, so it makes me sad. But my 2 older daughters didn't start wearing makeup until, like, high school. Mm. And then my youngest is now in high school and has no desire to wear makeup. So I'm not in the situation to really know, but I'm more concerned about, like, their face and all the products and all the chemicals. But as a parent that is older, I would say just to be cautious about what they're allowing on their face and have those conversations, like, this is just a party. You know, it's not something we're allowing you to do all the time. Go and have fun, and then we'll have that conversation when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think this will lead to self-esteem issues later in life with these girls doing this so early?
No. Right. I think kids nowadays just see it in social media. It's just something that's going around, and they'll find their way.
Mm-hmm,
okay. I just think it's good for the parents to have that open communication as to what they allow in their house.
Yeah.
That's very smart.
You make a really good point, because, like, the hyaluronic acid and the retinol, that's not good for even women, so you have to be at a certain age to use that.
Yeah,
so
it sounds horrible.
Like, little kids using it, that could do real damage, Tammy. That's a great point.
Thank you, Tammy, for calling. We appreciate you so much. Here's April. Hey, April, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on this birthday party?
I have 5 children in their 20s. 3 of them are daughters. And yes, I've probably seen every issue you can imagine, but none of my daughters really wear makeup. I mean, they do occasionally, like New Year's Eve or what have you, but I think the most important thing is positive body image, open doors, lines of communication, and just instilling a strong self-worth. And hopefully, you know, I'm not a big makeup person. I'm a nurse, and, you know, I value health above all else, but their values might end up being a little different than yours, but hopefully they can get through this relatively unscathed and still have a good, solid group of friends. It's hard.
Yeah,
well, it is hard, because you don't want her to be left out.
No, you don't want to be left out. And the thing about teen girls, and like I had two, you know, I have two sisters, and they were teens at one point. Like, they don't want to listen to the parents; they want to listen to their friends with all the makeup and stuff on too. So, how do you combat that?
You just talk.
You ground them.
You ground them
for a year.
No, it's all about talking and making sure that you're in their corner. And I think a good conversation to have with your kids when it comes to makeup, and Jessica sent us in a text, is it enhances your natural beauty, right? That's a good way to put it. Like, it doesn't make you
beautiful.
Yeah.
But they're 10. Should they be enhancing their natural beauty right now? They're 10 years old.
It's playtime. Let's enhance our natural beauty.
Yeah, beautiful thing is a nice person. Just be a good person.
Exactly.
And if they can get through that, they can, and know that they're family first and foremost. And I know today's society is totally different, but keep pounding the fact that, you know, we want what's best for you. We love you more than anyone else. And hopefully that some point will click in their brain, you know, when it matters to
us. You're a good mama bear, April.
Great point, April.
You made me feel good right now.
I know.
And I'm not even related to you, but you made me feel good, April. I'm going to let my light shine.
Yeah, thanks. I'm very blessed with all of our children, and it's been fabulous, but crazy at times, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You're a good parent, April. Yeah. Thank you for calling this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Hi.
April.
Amy, welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I look at it two different ways. No, at 10 years old, you shouldn't feel like you need to wear makeup and have your whole face done every day. But I think every little girl has princess parties and likes to play dress up and likes to put the makeup on just, you know, to feel special. And then, of course, I'm against the hyaluronic acid and all of that. But I don't think they're ever too young to learn healthy skincare. That it is good to wash your face before you go to bed at night. That putting sunscreen on every day is a good thing to protect your skin. So if you look at it from that point of view, you can learn that stuff young, and it can stick with you as you grow up and go along. The makeup can be used just for special occasions and, you know, not for everyday wear, but when you want to have that extra little boost.
You know, but the bottom line, too, is the parents are probably in control of whether or not this stuff's in the house. I mean, the 10-year-olds don't have jobs. They're not buying this stuff. So as a parent, you can be like, I'm just not buying it.
Yeah.
Well, and I can tell you, you know, I had strict parents that said, you're not wearing makeup. And I went to school, and my friends that had makeup, we met up in the bathroom, and guess what?
I put on that makeup, didn't you, Amy?
Horrible, because nobody taught me how to put it on, and I just went thinking I knew what I was doing.
Amy, remember?
You look like a clown.
Well, when our eyeshadow, our eyeshadow told us how to put it on by the numbers on the back, you remember?
Yes,
I was still bad at it.
That's hilarious. Amy, thank you so much.
They're going to wear it no matter what.
They will find a way.
Might as well teach them how.
Yes.
Amy, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye. That's funny. The princess party. Oddly enough, Josh has had a few princess parties, too, from what I can recall. Those were great growing up.
Super fun.
So fun.
What's the next one?
Tomorrow.
Tara.
Good morning.
So this 10-year-old was invited to a birthday party at a makeup store with 15 other girls. Sasha wrote in, she's not comfortable with this. What are your thoughts?
Well, as a mom of a newly 11-year-old, I completely get the party. It is so hard to try and find anything remotely that your kids are interested in anymore to have a birthday party. My daughter phased out of her Barbies and her dolls, and we got rid of them a couple of months before her 11th birthday, and probably earlier if I would have let her. But I don't think there's an issue. My daughter, she loves makeup. We have had the talks with her dad. He doesn't agree that she should wear it all the time, which I agree. So we don't wear it to school, but we do allow her to wear it for special occasions or on the weekends. But she does have rules.
You know, that might be a good compromise. Rules? Well, the rules, she can wear it sometimes, can't wear it other times. Is that correct?
It?
Yeah.
Well, the rules mostly are just that she can't be going out wild and out.
Yeah. She's got fake eyelashes.
That's
good.
Well, her stepmom and I both wear lots of makeup, so she sees us do our makeup all the time. But for her, we just kind of prefer like a light blush. We let her have some brown mascara and light eyeshadow and her lip gloss.
Okay, so
but she does have to use her skincare and wash her face every single night before she goes to bed to make sure that that makeup's washed off and we're not clogging up our pores. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just really important for her to understand that there is a care part to it. And I don't think... I don't think it's that serious, especially if it's just a birthday party. She can have a conversation of the things that she's comfortable with her using her gift card towards.
Tara,
you know,
how much makeup are you wearing?
Right now, none. Hey.
No, but you said you wear a lot. Like, what are we talking? How long does it take you to get ready? She's like, I don't want to say.
Exactly. That's her routine.
Are you getting up an hour early, Tara?
Make him one. No, because I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I'm usually out here scrubbing it. But when I go out,
but when you go out, you looking fine. You're looking fine.
Dang, about an hour to do makeup.
At least
that's
I like
crazy.
To believe I am.
Yeah. No, you're hot. You're smoking hot. It's
you
all
got
good.
It going on, Tara.
Tara, thank you for calling in. We love you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Mary.
Hi.
Hey, Mary and your little lamb. What do you think about Sasha's situation?
Okay. First of all, my daughter's full grown now. I am a grandmother at this point.
Oh, my.
Okay.
So I'm going to say this. I'm a one-and-done mom, so I was not supposed to have children. And so you've got, as a parent, there's no handbook. So I can honestly say the more involved you are with your child, the better. So if this mom doesn't feel comfortable, ask. She can talk to the mom that's giving the party and ask if she can tag along to help out with.
Oh, that's a
that's
good
pretty
idea.
Good. I know Nick Nack's done that a few times with situations that we're not fully comfortable with, that she'll just go along.
I like that suggestion.
Which is very awkward, Mary. That I will say that's easier said than done, because being in that position, that's very awkward to say, hey, can I just come
not
hang out?
You do what you do for your kids.
Sometimes a mom actually doesn't realize how much work it is to have, 8 to 10 year-old girls.
Mm-hmm.
The person who's working behind the makeup counter, however, is probably a professional esthetician and will probably talk to them about what is age appropriate and not the retinol stuff.
I know, but the whole like inviting yourself along, I think, is a bold step to take. That's hard for another mom because you're essentially telling the mom that's throwing the party, I don't trust you. I don't trust what's going on. I'm going to be there to make sure everything's fine. That's a hard thing to...
You can do it in a politically correct way. It's like, hey, this is my child, and I didn't know if you might need some extra help with the party and the arrangements. And I'm not working that day. Would you like an extra pair of hands?
That's so good,
Mary. Sometimes a mom also wants to speak to another mom.
Yeah.
And that's a good line with the hands.
An opportunity
I like the hands
to say,
line.
Hey, let's have coffee together.
Yeah.
Let's go have lunch together.
It's a lot
you
of
know,
out.
It also opens up doors for PTA meetings if need be.
Oh, God, Mary. You lost me. You lost me, Mary.
I don't like that, Mary.
Mary, we got to get to a couple more calls, Mary, but you're a very wise woman.
Yes,
thank you so
you
much.
Thank you for your advice. Well, a lot of great stuff
there. I'm not, I wasn't totally done because my daughter actually did. My daughter actually did pageants for her school.
Oh.
And so she was doing it as a fundraiser, and it was before the age of 10.
Okay.
All right.
There's
you
got to
wear makeup then, right? You
got to
wear a lot of makeup. Yeah.
Mary, thank you so much for calling this morning. It was a solid line with the hands, though.
I know.
Extra hands.
Well, she had a lot of really good advice just to be available for your kid. Like,
yeah, very much so.
Put yourself in that situation, too. Like,
I'll tell you what my biggest concern is here in a minute. Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey. Sound off. What are your thoughts on the makeup situation?
Honestly, this scares me because I have a almost 6-month-old baby girl myself. I don't wear a whole lot of makeup, so I don't know how comfortable I would be with her at 10 years old wearing makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a cuteness factor to it. Everyone's, you know, doom and gloom, and you have conversations, and this is, you know, there is a cuteness factor to this where all the girls are getting together at a fun little place. They get to pretend to be adults for a little while. To me, there's something kind of cute about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want her ruining her beautiful baby skin at 10 years old with all these chemicals.
But it's like it's one day. Wait until you get to this toddler stage, Jesse. Your kid's going to be rubbing SpaghettiOs all over their face, and you're going to be worried about their skin then. I'm telling you what.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't start showing any interest in makeup till I was like 15. So
what do you think? What do you think Sasha should do? Is this a yes or no on your end?
For me, I would say no, honestly. Like, okay. I'm not ready for her to jump into that scene. So, it's like, unless it's just, like, kitty makeup, then that's fine.
All right. Right on. We got your vote. I appreciate you calling in.
Thanks, Jesse.
Just kitty makeup.
Yeah.
But you said there is a kid line.
They've had that for years.
Is another, like, how soon do you start them?
Like, the makeup playtime, that's always been a thing. I think what it is these extreme, you know, like you said, the makeup stores and having the party there, and there is this highlighted weird thing now with kids and being obsessed with makeup. So that's the difference, I think.
Christian.
So I was thinking that it's a good learning opportunity for the little girls to learn how to truly take care of their skin.
Can't you just have a soap party around?
Well, yeah, probably you could go to Lush and get a soap party too. But
there you go.
That sounds like a hell of a time.
But I mean, the makeup store makeup is definitely a better product than the stuff we've been putting on our faces from Claire's when we were 10 years old.
Claire's, oh my God.
You used to put stickers on your face.
Blast from the past. Oh, you make a solid point.
That's really
good.
Like
lip smackers, all of those things, they were not...
Mm-mm. That's what my sisters use. Oh, God. All you have everything. Oh, yeah.
You remember
hilarious.
Wet and Wild, Christian?
Yep, exactly. None of that was good for our skin, but we did it.
Yeah, we did.
Full of chemicals.
We did. We put that stuff, and then we topped it off with some body spray. Probably wasn't very good.
Covered in formaldehyde, probably.
Gosh. No.
Hey, thank you, Christian, for calling. Lainey.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. How about this party, huh?
Okay, well, I really wanted to sound off on this because we just had this conversation in the car this morning. I am a mom of three girls, 12, 8, and 7.
Right there.
So,
Lord help you.
I know. I was like, but I got to tell you, you know what? I have let my older one go to these parties before. And the thing is, the most important part is you have to communicate with them. Let them know what is the purpose of makeup. We always say, guys, you are young, you're only a child once, I don't want you to try to be an adult because you have your whole lifetime to do that. So makeup is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be something that enhances. It does not cover up. Mm-hmm. And really, I've told my daughter, I'm like, hey, when you're going to these parties, the real reason is, okay, yes, you can spend time with your friends. Yes, you're going to have fun looking at all these things. You're only allowed to look at like lip balms or a gloss. And truly, it's the most important thing. It's just the communication between you and your child.
That's really solid.
As long as they know. Mm-hmm. As long as they know what you're going for.
I was talking to a couple other moms about this yesterday, telling them that we were going to have this show topic. And they were like, oh, yeah, we've been invited to like four or five of these types of parties with their 9, 10-year-olds. This, I guess, is a pretty big thing right now where moms are throwing these parties at makeup places. And I had no idea. And I think it's just becoming the norm. So now these little girls just kind of expect it. They just expect to be invited to these parties and go, and there's no consequence. And all the parents that I know are like, yeah, whatever, have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think the bottom line is you just have to say, hey, guys, you are still young. The whole purpose of this is for you to have fun. So you're not looking at eyeshadows. You're not looking at those things. My 12-year-old, we've had that conversation where, hey, when you were 13 is when we can talk about you wearing makeup. Because technically you are a teenager at that point.
Yeah.
And that's even when that happens, I am taking you into a makeup, into like a Sephora or like a counter of some sort and say, hey, the most important thing you need to do is focus on your skincare. It is cleansing, it is moisturizing, and nothing else goes on your skin.
13's pretty solid, I think. Yeah. By 13, you're starting to get that unibrow growing and everything. Yeah. And you gotta get that plucked. And I think I think 13's pretty good.
That's a good
pretty
age.
Pretty darn good. Yeah. Hey, thanks for having fun with us this morning and
calling
in.
No problem. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye. Thanks, Lainey.
You know what's funny, though, is birthday parties have changed a lot since I was a kid. Like, okay. I remember going to the park, and my parents were like, we're going to barbecue, and you can play at the park. And then my cousin was the same age as me, and I can't tell you how many joint birthday parties I had at, like, McDonald's.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, potweed.
No, like, joint birthday. Like, we're going to celebrate both your birthday parties this time. And his birthday party was in December. Mine's in April. Like, how's that even fair?
Kill two birds with one stone. I think the thing about that is, like, the way it's changed is social media. Younger girls are seeing younger girls wearing makeup now. Yeah. Like, back in when I was young with my sisters and, like, the age group, no one cared about wearing makeup like that because they just didn't see it everywhere.
Yeah.
We didn't have social media. We didn't look at that stuff. We didn't know that
that
might have been the, there was no comparing at all. And if the whole class is together and none of them wear makeup, then no one knows about that. So now with social media, I think it's just so
in your face,
prevalent and shoved down your throat.
Here's my biggest concern with this whole thing. Here's my biggest concern being a parent.
Okay.
With children. And we still kind of do birthdays and parties, birthday parties and stuff. Is that this family is also giving these girls, 15 girls, a $30 gift card to go and have fun on top of a gift basket full of makeup and accessories.
From Castle Pines.
At a very fancy makeup place.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
My biggest concern is being a parent on the other end of that thinking, oh crap, when it's my kid's birthday, we've got to try to one-up this.
Keeping or up with the Joneses.
Keep up with it, and I'm immediately going to be like, oh crap.
We're going $1,000. To the
down the drain.
Every kid gets a pony at my kid's birthday.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.